A disability advocate says hostility towards people not wearing masks is increasing, and that's making life difficult for those with genuine reasons not to mask up. Chanel Moria is an advocate with Autism New Zealand and with us. Kia ora.
Hello.
So the situation here, what kinds of situations are people facing?
So kind of since the traffic light framework came out, more and more organisations are putting in place blanket policies that deny access to anyone who is not wearing a mask and doesn't take into account people who are legitimately exempt.
Okay, so people may be legitimately exempt, but how does that mean they're being dealt with in the big wide world?
Just generally being denied access into many places or being offered alternatives that don't actually meet the same needs or purposes.
So the situation then, how does it actually work in terms of having an exemption?
So the way it currently works, it's relying on an honesty system. Initially, when the pandemic started, anyone could access an exemption and it just relied on you being honest about it. They quickly removed it offline, but people still kind of had access to it. So the way it works now is you have a card. You don't legally have to show it, but they do ask for it. But obviously, because it's relying on honesty, there are many people who are just taking advantage of it.
Yeah, of course, many people may have heard about the fake passes that have been finding their way into the public domain. Is a card good enough?
The cards we have are honestly not good enough. They're just printed on like a little piece of card, not plastic, nothing formal. There's no names on it. There's no photos on it. It's really easy for anyone to just make one, and it's really hard for organizations to determine what's legitimate and what's not. And given how vaguely worded it is in the framework, it's really hard for organizations to know their legal responsibilities when it comes to mask-exempt people.
Why is it some people with autism don't like wearing face masks?
It's not just a matter of not liking it. So for myself personally, I am autistic with a sensory processing disorder and stress-induced tics. And what that means is that if I wear a mask, I literally cannot focus on anything else and I will become so overwhelmed and stressed out that it could lead to a meltdown or tics that could potentially harm me. But it's different for every autistic person. It is often a sensory-related thing that could lead to meltdown.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time today. Autism New Zealand's Chanel Moria.